Today on Commuter Bible, I try to pronounce 141 different ancient cities, with varying degrees of success. It's Joshua chapters 14 through 17 and Psalms 57 and 58. This is Commuter Bible, the audio Bible podcast to match your weekly schedule. I'm your host, John Ross. The work of conquering the Promised Land, in large part, has come to a close. Now it's time to divide the land between the clans of Israel as Moses had instructed. To our modern ears, much of what we'll hear today may not seem important or relevant. Try to imagine, however, if you and your family had been given large sums of real estate by the work of God's mighty hand. Wouldn't you find it important that the details about property lines be recorded for you and for future generations? Additionally, listen for those instances where Israel does not completely destroy those who inhabited the land. It's evidence of their disobedience. Joshua, chapters 14 through 17. The Israelites received these portions that the priest Eleazar, Joshua son of Nun, and the family heads of the Israelite tribes gave them in the land of Canaan. Their inheritance was by lot as the Lord commanded through Moses for the 9.5 tribes, because Moses had given the inheritance to the 2.5 tribes beyond the Jordan. But he gave no inheritance among them to the Levites. The descendants of Joseph became 2 tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. No portion of land was given to the Levites except cities to live in, along with pasture lands for their cattle and livestock. So the Israelites did as the Lord commanded Moses, and they divided the land. The descendants of Judah approached Joshua at Gilgal, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, said to him, "You know what the Lord promised Moses, the man of God, at Kadesh Barnea about you and me. I was 40 years old when Moses, the Lord's servant, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to scout the land, and I brought back an honest report. My brothers who went with me caused the people to lose heart. But I followed the Lord my God completely. On that day Moses swore to me, 'The land where you have set foot will be an inheritance for you and your descendants forever, because you have followed the Lord my God completely.' As you see, the Lord has kept me alive these 45 years as he promised. Since the Lord spoke this word to Moses while Israel was journeying in the wilderness, here I am today, 85 years old. I am still as strong today as I was the day Moses sent me out. My strength for battle and for daily tasks is now as it was then. Now give me this hill country the Lord promised me on that day, because you heard then that the Anakim are there, as well as large fortified cities. Perhaps the Lord will be with me, and I will drive them out as the Lord promised." Then Joshua blessed Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and gave him Hebron as an inheritance. Therefore, Hebron still belongs to Caleb, son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, as an inheritance today, because he followed the Lord, the God of Israel, completely. Hebron's name used to be Kiriath Arba. Arba was the greatest man among the Anakim. After this, the land had rest from war. Now the allotment for the tribe of the descendants of Judah by their clans was in the southernmost region, south to the wilderness of Zin, and over to the border of Edom. Their southern border began at the tip of the Dead Sea on the south bay and went south of the Scorpion's Ascent, proceeded to Zin, ascended to the south of Kadesh Barnea, passed Hezron, ascended to Adar, and turned to Karka. It proceeded to Asmon and to the Brook of Egypt, and so the border ended at the Mediterranean Sea. This is your southern border. Now the eastern border was along the Dead Sea to the mouth of the Jordan. The border on the north side was from the Bay of the Sea at the mouth of the Jordan. It ascended to Beth Hogla, proceeded north to Beth Araba, and ascended to the stone of Bohan, son of Reuben. Then the border ascended to Debir from the valley of Achor, turning north to the Gilgal that is opposite the ascent of Adumim, which is south of the ravine. The border proceeded to the waters of En-Shemesh and ended at En-Rogel. From there, the border ascended Ben-Hinnom Valley to the southern Jebusite slope, that is, Jerusalem, and ascended to the top of the hill that faces Hinnom Valley on the west, at the northern end of the Rephaim Valley. From the top of the hill, the border curved to the spring of the waters of Nephtoah, went to the cities of Mount Ephron, and then curved to Bala, that is, Kiriath Jearim. The border turned westward from Bala to Mount Seir, went to the northern slope of Mount Jearim, that is, Chesalon, descended to Beth Shemesh, and proceeded to Timnah. Then the border reached to the slope north of Ekron, curved to Shikaron, proceeded to Mount Bala, went to Jabneel, and ended at the Mediterranean Sea. Now the western border was the coastline of the Mediterranean Sea. This was the boundary of the descendants of Judah around their clans. He gave Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the following portion among the descendants of Judah, based on the Lord's instruction to Joshua. Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron. Arba was the father of Anak. Caleb drove out from there the three sons of Anak, Sheshai, Ahiman, and Talmai, descendants of Anak. From there he marched against the descendants of Debir, which used to be called Kiriath Sefer. And Caleb said, "Whoever attacks and captures Kiriath Sefer, I will give my daughter Aksa to him as a wife." So Othniel, son of Caleb's brother Kenaz, captured it, and Caleb gave his daughter Aksa to him as a wife. When she arrived, she persuaded Othniel to ask her father for a field. As she got off her donkey, Caleb asked her, "What can I do for you?" She replied, "Give me a blessing. Since you have given me land in the Negev, give me the springs also." So he gave her the upper and lower springs. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the descendants of Judah by their clans. These were the outermost cities of the tribe of the descendants of Judah toward the border of Edom in the Negev: Kabzeel, Eder, Jagger, Kena, Dimona, Adada, Kadesh, Hazor, Ithnan, Ziph, Telem, Bealeth, Hazor Adada, Kiriath Hezron, that is Hazor, Ammon, Shema, Molada, Hazar Gada, Heshman, Beth Palet, Hazar Shul, Beersheba, Biziothiah, Bala, Ayam, Ezim, Eltolad, Chesil, Horma, Ziklag, Madmana, Sansana, Lebaoth, Shilhim, Ayan, and Rimmon. 29 cities in all, with their settlements. In the Judean foothills, Eshtaol, Zora, Ashna, Zenoa, En-Gammim, Tappuah, Enam, Jarmuth, Adullam, Soko, Azekah, Sheraim, Adithaim, Gedera, and Gederathaim. 14 cities with their settlements. Zenon, Hadasha, Migdal-Gad, Dilon, Mizpah, Jokthael, Lachish, Bozkath, Eglon, Cabin, Lomim, Chitlish, Gedareth, Beth Dagon, Nama, and Makeda, 16 cities with their settlements. Libna, Ether, Ashen, Iftah, Ashna, Nezib, Kelib, Aksib, and Marisha, 9 cities with their settlements. Ekron with its surrounding villages and settlements. From Ekron to the sea, all the cities near Ashdod with their settlements. Ashdod with its surrounding villages and settlements. Gaza with its surrounding villages and settlements. To the brook of Egypt and the coastline of the Mediterranean Sea. In the hill country, Shamir, Jatir, Soko, Dana, Kiryasana, that is Debir, Anab, Eshtemo, Anim, Goshen, Holon, and Gilo. 11 cities with their settlements. Arab, Duma, Eshin, Janim, Beth Tapua, Afeka, Humta, Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, and Zaire. 9 cities with their settlements. Maon, Carmel, Ziph, Juta, Jezreel, Jokdeam, Zanoah, Cain, Gibeah, and Timnah. 10 cities with their settlements. Halhui, Beth-Zur, Gedor, Merith, Beth-Anoth, and Eltekon. 6 cities with their settlements. Kiriath-Baal, that is Kiriath-Jearim, and Rabbah. 2 cities with their settlements. In the wilderness, Beth-Araba, Midden, Sakaka, Nibshan, the city of Salt, and En-Gedi. 6 cities with their settlements. But the descendants of Judah could not drive out the Jebusites who lived in Jerusalem. So the Jebusites still live in Jerusalem among the descendants of Judah today. The allotment for the descendants of Joseph went from the Jordan at Jericho to the waters of Jericho on the east, through the wilderness, ascending from Jericho into the hill country of Bethel. From Bethel, it went to Luz, and proceeded to the border of the Arkites by Ataroth. It then descended westward to the border of the Japhletites as far as the border of lower Beth-horon, then to Gezer, and ended at the Mediterranean Sea. So Ephraim and Manasseh, the sons of Joseph, received their inheritance. This was the territory of the descendants of Ephraim by their clans. The border of their inheritance went from Ataroth-Adar on the east to upper Beth-horon. In the north, the border went westward from Michmethath. It turned eastward from Tanath-Shiloh and passed it east of Genoa. From Genoa, it descended to Ataroth and Nera, and then reached Jericho and went to the Jordan. From Tapua, the border went westward along the brook of Cana and ended at the Mediterranean Sea. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the descendants of Ephraim by their clans, together with the cities set apart for the descendants of Ephraim within the inheritance of the descendants of Manasseh. All these cities with their settlements. However, they did not drive out the Canaanites who lived in Gezer. So the Canaanites still live in Ephraim today, but they are forced laborers. This was the allotment for the tribe of Manasseh as Joseph's firstborn. Gilead and Bashan were given to Machir, the firstborn of Manasseh and the father of Gilead, because he was a man of war. So the allotment was for the rest of Manasseh's descendants by their clans, for the sons of Abiezer, Helek, Asriel, Shechem, Hepher, and Shemida. These are the male descendants of Manasseh, son of Joseph, by their clans. Now Zelophehad, son of Hepher, son of Gilead, son of Machir, son of Manasseh, had no sons, only daughters. These are the names of his daughters, Mala, Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. They came before the priest Eleazar, Joshua son of Nun, and the leaders, saying, The Lord commanded Moses to give us an inheritance among our male relatives. So they gave them an inheritance among their father's brothers, in keeping with the Lord's instruction. As a result, 10 tracts fell to Manasseh, besides the land of Gilead and Bashan, which are beyond the Jordan, because Manasseh's daughters received an inheritance among his sons. The land of Gilead belonged to the rest of Manasseh's sons. The border of Manasseh went from Asher to Michmethath near Shechem. It then went southward toward the inhabitants of Entappuah. The region of Tappuah belonged to Manasseh, but Tappuah itself on Manasseh's border belonged to the descendants of Ephraim. From there, the border descended to the brook of Cana. South of the brook, cities belonged to Ephraim among Manasseh's cities. Manasseh's border was on the north side of the brook and ended at the Mediterranean Sea. Ephraim's territory was to the south and Manasseh's to the north, with the sea as its border. They reached Asher on the north and Issachar on the east. Beth-shean, Ibleam, and the inhabitants of Dor with their surrounding villages, the inhabitants of En-Dor, Taanach, and Megiddo, the three cities of Naphtali, with their surrounding villages. The descendants of Manasseh could not possess these cities because the Canaanites were determined to stay in this land. However, when the Israelites grew stronger, they imposed forced labor on the Canaanites, but did not drive them out completely. Joseph's descendants said to Joshua, "Why did you give us only one tribal allotment as an inheritance? We have many people because the Lord has been blessing us greatly." "If you have so many people," Joshua replied to them, "go to the forest and clear an area for yourselves there in the land of the Perizzites and the Rephaim, because Ephraim's hill country is too small for you." But the descendants of Joseph said, "The hill country is not enough for us, and all the Canaanites who inhabit the valley area have iron chariots, both at Beth-shean with its surrounding villages and in the Jezreel Valley." So Joshua replied to Joseph's family, that is, Ephraim and Manasseh, "You have many people and great strength. You will not just have one allotment, because the hill country will be yours also. It is a forest. Clear it, and its outlying areas will be yours. You can also drive out the Canaanites, even though they have iron chariots and are strong." Psalm 57. Be gracious to me, God. Be gracious to me, for I take refuge in you. I will seek refuge in the shadow of your wings until danger passes. I call to God Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me. He reaches down from heaven and saves me, challenging the one who tramples me. God sends his faithful love and truth. I am surrounded by lions. I lie down among devouring lions, people whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongues are sharp swords. God, be exalted above the heavens. Let your glory be over the whole earth. They prepared a net for my steps. I was despondent. They dug a pit ahead of me, but they fell into it. My heart is confident, God. My heart is confident. I will sing. I will sing praises. Wake up, my soul. Wake up, harp and lyre. I will wake up the dawn. I will praise you, Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your faithful love is as high as the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches the clouds. God, be exalted above the heavens. Let your glory be over the whole earth. Psalm 58. Do you really speak righteously, you mighty ones? Do you judge people fairly? No. You practice injustice in your hearts. With your hands you weigh out violence in the land. The wicked go astray from the womb. Liars wander about from birth. They have venom like the venom of a snake, like the deaf cobra that stops up its ears, that does not listen to the sound of the charmers, who skillfully weave spells. God, knock the teeth out of their mouths. Lord, tear out the young lion's fangs. May they vanish like water that flows by. May they aim their blunted arrows. Like a slug that moves along in slime, like a woman's miscarried child. May they not see the sun. Before your pots can feel the heat of the thorns, whether green or burning, he will sweep them away. The righteous one will rejoice when he sees the retribution. He will wash his feet in the blood of the wicked. Then people will say, yes, there is a reward for the righteous. There is a God who judges on earth. Listen, you're a classy person. You would tip a waiter for good service, right? I'd like you to consider tipping this podcast $3 a month for good service. I say this podcast and not me because I'm not keeping any of it for myself. I'd just like help in developing Commuter Bible further. Currently, I'm saving up for web development and other online services to make the Bible even more accessible. So go to patreon.com/commuterbible to make your contribution. That's patreon.com/commuterbible. And thanks. Today's episode was narrated and orchestrated by me, John Ross, and co-produced by Eric Williamson. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for considering contributing. And remember, happy is the one whose delight is in the Lord's instruction, and he meditates on it day and night.